or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Hey everybody, it's Friday night. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. And this is Kaboom, your weekly dose of alternative music. And this week we are going to go back to 1980. Starting to get good, starting to hear some more recognizable alternative songs. You're starting to see a pattern of just what alternative music is going to end up looking like. And even though it changes a lot into what we hear now and what we consider now to be alternative, this really was a golden age. What would the 80s be without a little bit of David Bowie? So we're going to start out tonight strong with some Ashes to Ashes.
Time, Lord. Jane. Jane plays with Willie. Willie is happy again. Suki plays with Leo. Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. Tears, games without frontiers, war without tears.
Some pretty big hitters in that last set. First we heard from David Bowie and followed up with a little bit of The Police and ended up there with Peter Gabriel. So you're starting to see all these big guys who really, really have influenced alternative music over the years. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. This is Kaboom and we're listening to music from 1980. Up next, we're going to go back to another David Bowie song. This is Fashion.
It's love and it's tasteless.
Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Another pretty strong set. We heard from U2 and I Will Follow. And that last song we just heard was from Joy Division, the band that would become New Order, which if you listen to my show, you know that I adore. And that was Love Will Tear Us Apart. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. And this is Kaboom, your weekly dose of alternative music. And we're listening to my favorite songs from 1980. I'm going to switch it up and listen to a little bit of the Romantics. This is What I Like About You.
Come on. take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Heads and Once in a Lifetime. Before that, we heard from the English Beat and Mirror in the Bathroom. Those are both songs that are just so iconic. If you actually Google them, you see how many movies and commercials and just pop culture events those songs have been a part of. But they're songs that probably a lot of people might not necessarily be able to like name the band for, like the English beat. I'm actually not sure I would have gotten that. Like I know that song so well, but I don't know if they did anything else. They probably are one-hit wonder-ish. I'm sure if there's any English beat fans out there, I'm going to get some flack for that. But certainly Talking Heads had a lot of commercial success, and that wasn't their only song. But this next band also had some pretty big hits. This is Blondie and Rapture.
Don't stop to punk rock. We're here and have a hassle with the human race. Sang hip hop and don't stop, just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
Train in Vain by The Clash, another song that is so, recognizable, but yet I don't think I knew that song was called Train in Vain. And before that, another Blondie song, Tide is High, one of my all-time favorite karaoke songs. It's a good one to just be up there and just kind of groove along to. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. This is Kaboom, your weekly dose of alternative music. And we're listening to some of my favorite songs from 1980. And we've got time for two more songs. This first one is by The Vapors. Definitely a one-hit wonder song. This is Turning Japanese.
Thank you.
Doesn't love Whip It by Devo, another definite one-hit wonder song, but very iconic for the 80s. Pretty sure if you search it up, you'll find it in about every John Hughes, 16 Candle, you know, Pretty in Pink. You find it in all those movies. Doesn't get much more 80s than Devo. And that's it for me this week on Kaboom. You've been listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. My name is Jen, and I'm here every Friday night to bring you a different topic each week. This week was the 80s. Last week we did a whole night of Chris Cornell because his birthday fell in July. And next week is my annual Girls Weekend, so I think I'll probably give you a playlist that you can play if you too have a Girls Weekend, or my Girls Weekend is made up of girls that I've known for a stupid long amount of time. So there'll be a whole mix of things, just some songs that remind me of my friends and some songs that you just have to have at a Girls Weekend or any kind of a reunion weekend. So tune in next week, Friday night, 10 p.m. or anytime on the website. And I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.